ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
Australian pop star Jessica Mowboy is well and truly a household name, but after a 12-year break from our screens, the music icon is making her acting return, starring in the heartwarming Stan original Windcatcher. The coming-of-age tale sees Percy Boy and some unlikely friends try to reclaim the local sports day title from a group of five Year 5 bullies. Stars of the film, Jessica Mowboy and Lennox Monaghan, joined me a short time ago. Jess and Lennox, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. Jess, this is your first film since The Sapphires, for which you won the Actor Award. What drew you to Windcatcher?
Oh, I think it was the script, the story, the writing, the, I guess, the essence of family and connection. And, you know, coming together and besides all the obstacles and the challenges that may be in front, I think it really is about family and supporting one another. And this film has that. It's super heartwarming, so heartfelt, and obviously told through the eyes of this amazing young kid who has this passion and this desire to be as fast as the wind, you know.
It's a beautiful story. Lennox, you were selected for the role of Percy Boy from a group of, 160 actors after a big search across the country. Tell me about that moment, like when you decided to go for this role.
It was one morning. Mum came over and said, look, there's this movie role. You're into acting. You know, if you want to do it, you can do it. Just give it a shot, you know, hope for the best. The day that Mum got the news, she came and told me. And then, my heart dropped. Like, it was, like, the best moment ever. Like, so many emotions in the one little, that little space of time.
Yeah, it's amazing being chosen like you were. Now, this Percy Boy, a character that you play, you know, wants to run like the wind. Are you a runner too? Did you identify with this kid?
Yes, when Mum told me Percy Boy likes to run a lot, I was like, oh, what? This is like the perfect role. I love to run. at school, I basically came first in every single running event, and I set a new record at my school.
That's amazing. Now, Jess, Auntie Cressida is like a mother-like figure for Percy Boy. Were there aunties in your life that played that kind of role?
Yeah, a lot. You know, I think that's what really drew me to Auntie Cressida. She's such a no-nonsense kind of woman, you know, doesn't take no for an answer. And, yeah, she's staunch and she's also passionate and wants to keep this family together and also, you know, above all the challenges of, you know, trying to get that money to pay for the electricity or to try and keep the house. It's like, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that struggle just with those, you know, personal life experiences and trying to keep afloat. And so this character, I saw a lot in my own family and a lot of my aunties, my uncles, you know, my sisters, my siblings. So, yeah, this is, yeah, it really drove me to wanting to play her because, you know, I've never known of that struggle. So that's something that, yeah, I really wanted to dig deep with Tanith and Boyd and really understand how I could become that character.
And what was it like to be on screen? Had you missed it?
Oh, a lot. I almost forgot how to do it.
It's like riding a bike. Wouldn't have taken you long, Jess.
No, honestly, you know, I think because having so many amazing people be a part of this film and the story, that was that kind of little, quite kid-like, like, you know, going to school for the first time and, or writing a story for the first time or hearing a song that I've written for the first time and going, oh, that's exactly it, and getting so completely celebrated and happy about it and excited. And just like Lennox, I think when I first heard about the role and the film, I instantly, yeah, had goosebumps. I had this sense of like, oh, I know that feeling and I want to be a part of this. And working through that with Boyd and Tanith, and particularly Lennox, and watching him just completely thrive through Percy Boy and just personally was really special. It was absolutely extraordinarily special. Yeah.
And Lennox, for you to be part of what is really important First Nations storytelling on screen, I'd love you to reflect on that. I mean, you're so young, you've got so many years of acting ahead of you, but how important are telling these stories?
It's really important so like the younger generation can get get inspired and do more things like this, like for instance, play footy or do acting. Who inspired me was Uncle Jack Charles. I just want to inspire young voices and represent where I'm from, Bundjalung country, and represent my town and stuff like that.
Tell me about your town and your country.
So I live in Grafton. It's like an hour from Coffs Harbour, if you don't know where Grafton is. And the mob here is called Bundjalung country. And it's good living in a little town, like, because you know everyone, basically. And in Grafton, there's a big Clarence River where you get to swim in and go fishing, and probably half an hour down up the road from here is Hanging Rock, Jackadry, and we always go there with the cousins and stuff, kick back, relax. It's just, like, so, like, chill here. Like, you can take time, breathe in the atmosphere, and that's why I like being home more than anything.
That's so beautiful. You have painted such a beautiful story of where you live. Jess, that question that I just put to Lennox around First Nations stories, which has really been a big theme of your career, right, doing this and representing, obviously we have a lot more First Nations storytelling going on, which I suspect you're pretty happy about, but how much has it changed the landscape?
Oh, I think the landscapes in, you know, the offering of characters, roles, have completely expanded. I think we're still at a place where it is in that place of expanding, and that's the most exciting part. The roles definitely, I think, play an important part of how First Nations people see themselves and be inspired to play those particular roles and not the stereotypical role. And that, I think that's a really beautiful thing, because, you know, if you see yourself, particularly me, you know, in my experience of playing these amazing roles that I've had the opportunity to play, have allowed me to want to play different extreme roles. You know, something like Honeycrested, I've never played before. I feel like, you know, there are a lot of roles that have been given to me that are mainly singing or musical roles, and so this was out of. You know, the body experience of doing something different. And I think the more that is placed and you get those opportunities, the more that there is room and that there are possibilities of you know, playing a character that, you know, you've always dreamed of playing. So if you're listening, anyone acting, get out there, get those roles, get those auditions, and don't be afraid, brave that up. And you know, again, it's that time.
Well, Jess, you are really busy with your music career, releasing your fifth album, but will we see more of you on screen?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've already been hounding my film agency, my management team, and so they're on it right now.
Good.
yeah, for sure. I'd definitely be out on the road making music, but in the meantime, I'd be, loving to do more roles and play in more of the acting world.
How about you, Lennox? Is this just the beginning?
Yes, definitely.
You guys are lovely to talk to, and your film's beautiful too. Thanks so much for joining me.
Patricia, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Jessica Mowboy and Lennox Monaghan, who are starring in the new Stan original film Windcatcher, which premieres today.